Malachim's sweetest friends. This year should be a special sus for Maras Hannah Miriam Baschana. She should be zochet to a refuah shleim v'sach shalchol Yisrael, and for Simcha ben Nechagittel, he should be zochet the bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yodav and Simcha v'avodas Hashem, and Gilu Shoshana bas Nechagittel, Simcha v'avodas Hashem, bracha v'atzlacha, and Rabbi Yaakov Dov ben David HaKohen, bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yodav. And of course, Rav Shmuel Tzvi ben David Akiva, bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yodav. And Hirsch Yonason ben Mordechai Ephraim, bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yodav. We're basing this shiur on a sicha given by Rabbi Shlita Cholomoy Pesach, Tavshin Ayin, the 18th of Nisan, which also happened to be the day of my son's bar mitzvah. It also happens to be today. And today also happens to be my son's birthday. It all came out at the same time, the 18th of Nisan. And I should thank Hashem for the gift that He gave me, and I should be zochet that it should be a continued gift. And Shmuel Alexander ben Echagittel, he should be zochet to great things. And we're going to be learning some beautiful Torah about this day. It says in the Heiliges Sefer Pnei Menachem from Pinchas Menachem Alter, the previous Ger Rebbe, Shvi Shel Pesach Tovshin and Gimel. The name of his father, the Imre Emes, that the 7 days of Pesach are connected to seven Ushpizen. Every day is another Ushpizen, big Chiddush. And also connected to Shivas Haminim. So the fourth min is Te'ena. So today, the fourth day of Pesach, is Te'ena day. So what's the Shaychus between today and the Te'ena? The great Gaon, the Mekubal Loiki, Baal HaSmichas Chachomim, and his chibur, Birkas Hashem and Brachas, Asakasha, it says in the Gemara that if you see a fig, a te'ena, in your dream, your Torah is going to be guarded inside of you. As it says, Notzer te'ena, yochel piria. If you see that if you guard the fig, you'll eat its fruit. If you see a fig, that's a remez that the Torah is going to be guarded with you. If you see a rimon in your dream, then it depends. If you're a Talmud Chacham, then you should expect Torah. It says in Shir Hashir, Mashkech Miayin Erekech Meyasis Rimoni. And if a person's in Amoretz, he should wait for mitzvahs. As it says, Kepelech HaRimon Rakosech, Mai Rakosech HaFil Rekana Shebuchel Melein Mitzvahs. So you see this Chaluka in Rimonim. That if a person's a Talmud Chacham, he's going to get Torah. And if he's an Amoretz, he's going to get mitzvahs. But Te'ena is for everybody. If he sees a Te'ena in his dream, his Torah is going to be guarded. Everybody gets Torah if he sees a Te'ena. So what's the chiluk between the Te'ena and the Rimon? So this day, the 18th of Nisan, was a very special day for the Jewish people. It says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber Ben Yisrael v'Yeshuv Yachanu l'Pnei Piachiros Ben Migdol Ben Ayam, Pnei Baal Tzafon Echuchot Tachanu Al Ayam." So this mimer was said by Moshe Rabbeinu to the Jewish people on the fourth day of Pesach, Chai Nisan, Beis Alofim Tov Mem Ches, 2,424,48. Like Chazal saying the Mechilta B'Shalach Aleph Aleph, Vayeshu V'yachanu L'fnei Piachiros V'yisu B'nei Somei Ramses L'sukos V'misukos L'Eisam U'meisam L'fnei Piachiros, says that what happened, they traveled from Ramses to Sukkos, from Sukkos to Eisam, from Eisam to Piachiros. Chazal say that on Thursday Yom Chamishi they traveled from Mitzrayim, came to Ramses. Friday and Shabbos they stayed there. And on Sunday, on the fourth day, Shrevil in a Siyasan, they started preparing their things to go, says the Medrash. And then Paro's people who were with the Jews said, "Hey, Rabbi Isai, it's time to go back. You guys said Derech Shloshes Yamim." And the Jewish people weren't so into that. And then Paro's people said, In the end, you're going to come back. And then the Jewish people started beating them up, killing them. They ran back to Paro. And then Moshe said, go back. Paro shouldn't say you're running away. Moshe blew a horn, and they returned to Pi-Hahiros. When he blew this horn, those who lacked emunah started ripping out their hair, ripping their clothing. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, God told me you're going to be free. And therefore, Vayeshuva Vayachinu said, you're able to go back, you don't have to worry about it. So B'derech HaPshat, the Mefarshim Mikra say that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Jewish people to return to Pi-Hahiros in order to show Paro that we're not really running away. And this way, Paro, that the Jewish people are not really running away because they don't know what they're doing. They're getting all lost. They're all confused. So then Paro now is going to say, hey, they don't really know what they're doing. I'm going to run after them and catch up to them, knock them off, bring them back. Like the pasuk says, up. They don't know. They're navoch. They don't know. They're all confused. They don't know what they're doing. And then Paro is going to strengthen his heart, run after them. And the other Mitzrayim, Ki Ani Hashem, look there in Rashi and Ibn Ezra and other Mefarshim make Rabbi Pshuto. But we still have to understand that Yad Hashem Tiktzar, why do you have to play games with Paro? Pretend you're lost and you don't really know how to run away. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have saved us in many different ways. As I frak the Yerachayim HaKadosh. Why dafka this way? Why do you have to make a trick out of it? This Te'ena we're talking about. You know the famous Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his sons to take over his Rabistve. They wanted his sons to be the Rebbe after him. And one of his sons should be the leader. And Hashem said, no Tzartena Yochel Piria. Your kids were no second Torah. Yoshua, he was Mishamish you. He's not going to lose his schar. Kachachas Yoshua bin Nun. Why is the Torah compared to Te'ena Yochel Piria? No Tzartena Yochel Piria. Medrash says, because other Ilanos are all plucked at once. But the Te'ena, you pluck it little by little. Te'ena by Te'ena, not all at once, not all in one shot. So to Torah, it's not all in one shot, it's little by little. So we think that Torah is great, they swallow it all up at once. We see from this Medrash, it's a chisaron. Beis Yisrael used to say, Echav Moira from Baalei Kishreinus. I'm afraid if people are too smart. They swallow it all up at once. That's the little by little, lat lat. Elketes lat lat, so to Torah. One page by page, day by day, a page a day, 7.5 years, he got Shas. We know that when we left Egypt, we left Bechipazim. Because when you leave, the very beginning, you have to just jump out of there before you get stuck deeper in. However, after that, it has to go shlav shlav. To go step by step, it's the Sfiras Omer. Every day, another day. Another Shlav, another Aliyah, another Kinyan Torah, 48 Kinyani Torah, 49 days, the 49th day you chazor all the Kinyani Torah. So after 3 days they left Egypt, 3 days they had a little vacation, they didn't have to worry. But now they have this big Nisayon, they have this Nisayon in Amuna. Vasem says in Bishalach Tofrei Shlamet Ches Vapasuk Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Dabra Bnei Yisrael Vayishuv Yachron Lufnei Pi-Hahiros Vayesh Ladakte Ki Alpi Anan Ayohochem. And it said they were following the Anan. Why did he have to command Moshe? Wherever the Anan goes, they're going to go. And the answer is, says this Vasem, is that the Anan didn't go. So now they have this big Nisayim. So they follow the Anan, so they follow Moshe Rabbeinu. And they were Mizgaber and they had a Muna and they followed Moshe Rabbeinu. And that opened up the door for them to be Zochet to Zekeli Van Veyu, to the great Nevuah. Now we understand this day, fourth day of Pesach, how it relates to a Teina. Teina is also Shlav Shlav. doesn't go Mehiris Chipazin. Mehiris and Chipazin is when we first left Egypt. But now it's Messinus Bahadraga, now they're tests, now they're Nisyonos. Shlav Shlav. Like the Taina. Today this fruit is ripe, tomorrow the next fruit is ripe. Little by little. It says in Parashas Bereishis, Vatibakach Nene Shneim, V'yedu Ke'arum Mehem, V'yispur Alei Te'ena. What do they cover themselves with? With Alei Te'ena, with fig leaves. Because Adam HaRishon went too fast. He just ate. He was Memaher. So the Tikkun is a pre-Te'ena. It doesn't all get ripe at once. And that, of course, is Yahushua. Yahushua wasn't with storms, with fire, with big hasagas. Yeshua was avoid atzmis day by day. He was mishamish, he was in Besadr Sav Salam in the base medrash. Poreis machtzalos. He swept the floors. He made sure everything was good. No tzer teina, yochel period. He guarded the fig. He's going to eat the fruit. He was mishamish his Rebbe. He was mekayim the kinyani Torah, little by little. So when all the other Rabbanim, Aaron, Banav, Shar Zakenim, they were chazering on what Moshe Rabbeinu taught them, Yeshua was osek b'tzarchei beis hamedrash. It's Mishamish Moshe Rabbeinu was giving him kavod. It's Misadr Safsalim. So it's Dafka him, who was zochet to be Yorish Eretz Yisrael, where it says the Jews will shit ishtachas gafen of ishtachas te'eno. Teinaso. They sit under their fig trees. That's a good kinyan. Little by little, stage by stage. They didn't have Sheretz Yisrael in one day either. Sheva Shekavshu, Sheva Shechalku. Sheva is a whole cycle of kibush, a whole cycle of giving it out, not in a day. And that's what Torah is. It says in the Medrash. That a tipish says, who can learn so much Torah? You look at the whole, you look at your svarim shank, you look at all the svarim in the shelf, you say, I'm looking at mine now. You say, it's mamish impossible. I just have one, just one section there, just these big, thick books. And so many of them. Small print, who has time for all that? Who has the seichel for all that? The answer is, lat lat. You're not going to swallow it up in a day. You learn another daf here, another daf there, another parak of Navi. You learn every week the Orachayim HaKadosh, you have Starim, and eventually, that's what the Medrash says. Veikarabi Yotes Beis. Tipish says, oh, it's too much. And the smart person says, two halachas today, two halachas tomorrow, lat lat. Says in Erevin and Dalet, the Divrei Torah, Notzar Tani Yochal Piriyah, Divrei Torah Zimshal Kateina. It's like a te'ena. Whenever you feel it, you find te'enim. So to divrei Torah, you always find tam. What does that mean? Rashi says that te'enim don't ripen all at once. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. So every time you go, you have another one is ready. That's what we do also, and we learn. Every day, more. And eventually, it piles up. They also dash in the Gemara there in Erevin. V'hinei shnei dudai te'enim mu'adim l'fan l'fnei hechal Hashem. Hadudecha te'enim toivos ma'od k'teni abachoros v'adudecha te'enim ro'os ma'od asher lo tochlenu me'ro'a. There were two sacks of te'enim. One was really good. One was really bad. The good te'enim are the tzaddikim gemurim, the bad ones are the rishayim gemurim. Ah, you might think that the rishayim gemurim have no hope, says the Gemara. Talmud Lomra, Adunim Lasnu Reach, in the end they're all going to give Reach, even the bad guys. So this whole Nevuah and Yirmiyah, Chavdalet Aleph, is a remis, the Balei Tshuva, that there's still hope for them. Why Dafka Dudai Te'enim? Why does it have to be Dafka the figs? Could be said about other Paris as well. Why do Dai tain him? And the answer is because that's what the fig symbolized, not all at once. Lat lat, little by little. That's how you do tshuva. Pruta la pruta mitzterefis l'cheshbon gadol. Doesn't all have to be in a day. to process charat al avar, kabbalah al asid, karas hachet. Person works on himself, avodah atzmis, little by little, at lat. So now, mikim tzirik, to faren forin the kashe from the tzmichas chachomim. I think I said it right. We're going to answer the question of the Smichas Chachamim, Rav Naftali Katz, the Heilige Mekubel, who asked, how come the Gemara says Te'ena is a remez for Torah, for everybody? And Ramonim is a remez, it depends. If you're a Talmud Chacham, if you see it in your dream, you should wait for Torah. Am Aretz, you should wait for mitzvahs. Why is there a chilek in the Rimon, not in the Torah? The answer is, the Rimon is a multiplicity, great quantity. You see so many pits in the Rimon. Shiyir b'shchui yosenu k'rimon we say in Rosh Hashanah. It's a lot. So if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's melev v'gadosh b'torah, so he's going to just keep adding. If he's an Am Aretz, he doesn't have such a big quantity of Torah. At least he can do mitzvahs. It's more in his domain, capability. But a Te'ena is miyut akamus. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. Even if the guy's an Am Aretz, that's for him too. So now, Baruch Hashem, we understand the Te'ena. When you stand the fourth day of Pesach, that's when they started having this Nisar, and they started having to get to work. Lat, lat. Growing in their Amunah. You get to Pesach, we say Kadesh Urchatz all year long. First you have to do Rechitza, first you have to wash yourself off, then you're holy. First you do Surah Merah, then I say Tov, but Pesach is so high. You can get to Kadesh even before Urchatz. That's at the beginning. But now on the fourth day, you have to go shlav shlav. We know the famous vort of the Bali Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz and others, that it says that Masharas or Shivcha Yam, or the Shivcha Sol Yam, Yecheskel Ben Buzi didn't see in the Maisa Merkava. But the Shivcha blived the Shivcha, she remained the Shivcha, she didn't work on herself. We're not into these monumentous moments and that's it. And then a person just falls afterwards. Takes a lot of work. To do this avoda, to go shlav shlav, not to take things too fast, and there will be zelcha to notzer teni ochapiria, dafku guards the teina, the meat of Yehoshua, which was zakim to be the leader of the Jewish people, and that zchus will be zelcha that we finish all the shlavim in the achana for the gula hashlema, and that we should see biyaz goel tzedek, the meheru v'yamein u'amein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, and thank you for joining me for this beautiful Torah that you allowed me to share. Shalom, shalom.